This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Politico reported this week that the White House is working with two Republican members of the Senate on an immigration bill, specifically a bill to cut legal immigration to the United States in half by 2027. That's in line with the president's campaign promises, but it would be in direct opposition to another promise. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas and David Perdue of Georgia are behind the bill. It's an expansion of the RAISE Act they introduced back in February. At their press conference, Cotton said,
"This generation-long surge in low-skilled immigration has hurt blue-collar wages. It's pulling the rug out from underneath them."
The bill would focus on restricting low-skill workers who come to join family already here. Alex Narasta is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. He disagrees.
There's almost nothing to these claims.
And he says stemming the flow of immigrants to the U.S. could be in direct opposition to another Trump promise, growing the economy.
By restricting the supply of future immigrants come in, they're also limiting demand
for things like the goods and services they buy.
There is no society that we can find in the history of the world that has accelerating economic growth and a falling population.
Michael Clemens is with the Center for Global Development. He recently co-published a paper looking at historical efforts to staunch the flow of legal immigrants. Chinese workers in the 1880s, Italians in the 1920s, and Mexicans in the 1960s.
And the argument every time was that this is going to create jobs for U.S. workers, raise wages for U.S. workers. There's no evidence in any of these historical cases and others that that actually happened.
He says in the 60s, Mexican farm workers were replaced by machines, not Americans. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.